Parental discretion advised. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Geo's Passion, where some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride.
Happy New Year 2023! Cuckoo! What's up, everybody? My name is Jack. I am your host. This is Geo's Passion. What's up to my people, the Geo's Passion Posse? I hope everybody had a great Christmas. I hope everybody's having a great New Year's 2023. Let me see how many of you are going to the gym right now and how long that membership's going to last, because you know, they say usually the busiest time of the year in the gym is the first 2 weeks. And then after that, things start slowing down. And that's how people are. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, at first you're like, oh my God, oh my God, I want to do this. I want to do this. Everything's great. And then you go, wah, 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 wah. The hell with this. Too hard. Too hard for me. Yes. Definitely too hard. Then you wake up and it's like 5 o'clock in the morning and you're like, yo, what the? I can't believe how cold it is outside. I'm not going out. Even in Tampa, it's going to be like 43 degrees. Yo, you know what, Jim? You can go yourself. Okay. So, anyway, I hope you all enjoyed your time off there. I did. For those of you who know, don't know, I was in Nashville, Tennessee during that snowstorm. I haven't felt snow. I haven't seen snow in, wow, since 2008 in New York City. That was the last time I actually physically was partaking in the snow festivities. So I will tell you that I did a little video on that. I did a little reels. I'm learning that reels thing on Instagram. I also did a short on YouTube. So if you're not part of the YouTube GPP, Geo's Passion Posse page, come on, you got to subscribe. I put a little motivation video out there too on the YouTube page. All you got to do is just go to YouTube or Google Geo's Passion YouTube and boom, it'll pop up. You see all the videos. I'll also leave a link below just in case. And if you're not following me or social media pages for Geo's Passion, what are you doing? You got to up your game in 2023. Stay strong with Geo's Passion and the GPP, all right? Yes, because we are going to take over the airways. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. Woo, 2023, let's go. So as many of you know, like I told you, I was in Nashville, Tennessee. Last year, 2022, had me traveling a little bit. I went to Fort Lauderdale in July. I went to Dallas in August. And in December, during the Christmas, the week before Christmas, I went to Nashville, Tennessee. I will tell you that the temperatures went from 50 degrees, hanging out at the bar at Old Red. And shout out to Blake Shelton and to Alan Jackson's bar. Shout out Alan Jackson. It went from 50 degrees to -1 degree. Overnight, within a couple of hours. It was drizzling, and then it started snowing. And then after it started snowing, the next morning I woke up, and it was a day to leave. And I will tell you, it was -1 degrees. I was freezing my ass off, okay? It was so cold. It was like crazy. But that's okay. You know why? Because I wanted the Christmas experience. I wanted the cold weather. Well, you got it, asshole, okay? So that's what happened. So, but anyway, headed to the airport, and as you all know, because of the storms, stuff was delayed. Let's see what happened. First, I had two delays on the day I was leaving from Nashville back to Tampa, and they delayed my flight 2 times, and then they canceled it. Okay, and that's where I got into traveler mode. So, for those of you who don't travel much, you gotta always have an alternative plan. Okay, so I'm an Admiral Club member. And those of you who know, actually, congratulations. I have just officially reached gold status with American Airlines. Shout out to American Airlines and my fellow gold members on Elite Status Gold. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So, yes, I am officially gold member with American Airlines. So being also a Admirals Club member, when they canceled my flight, it was like 4 o'clock in the afternoon on the 23rd of December. So I went out there, I went to the counter, you know, the counter's right there. And as Admiral Club's member, they have, you know, agents specifically designed, assigned for that area. And, you know, they help you, do things, changes or anything like that. Right there. So you don't have to go downstairs to the gate. You don't have to go to the booth. You don't have to go anything. They, as an Admirals Club member, they handle you right there. So the gentleman was great. Actually, what happened was before they canceled my flight, I tried to get on an earlier flight to Tampa. But there was only one seat and there's three of us. And I was like, ah, son of a gun. So a young lady helped me out from American Airlines on the at the Admirals Club for that. So then when they canceled my flight, finally, the gentleman who helped me out, he was like, look, you got a couple of options. And I told him, I go, look, get me to Florida. That's all I need. I just need to get to Florida. I go, I'll go to Orlando. I'll go to Miami. I'll go to Fort Lauderdale. I'll go to Sarasota. I'll go to St. Pete. I'll go anywhere. If the flight to Tampa's canceled, I'll go anywhere. Take me, send me to West Palm Beach. Send me to Fort Lauderdale. Send me to, it doesn't matter. As long as I get to Florida, I know that my average car ride is going to be anywhere from 3 to 4 hours. Okay. 3 to 4 hours, doable. No problem at all. Yeah, big problem. So the gentleman was so the next available flight is 4 p.m. the next day, which would have been Christmas Eve. 4 p.m. Christmas Eve. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? 4 p.m. Christmas Eve. I can't do that. All right. Because I have dinner plans with a family and with friends and stuff like that. So I was like, no, 4 p.m. I can't do that. So he goes, the next time we have available, Southwest is available at 8 o'clock the next morning, which would have been Christmas Eve, for $500 a ticket. So there's three of us. That would have been $1,500. And, you know, I don't have the card that has the, I have American Airlines cards, but I don't have the cards that have the insurance, or maybe it does, and I just haven't read it too deep. So that's a different story. But it was taken off 8 o'clock the next morning. And I was like, look, I'm not going to pay $1,500 for that, plus an overnight hotel. I was like, I go, book me, but I'm probably not going to be on that plane. Book me for the 4 o'clock Christmas Eve to Tampa, but I probably won't be on that plane. So I'm glad I didn't take the Southwest plane, because the Southwest, as we all know, the mess that happened with them. Oh, Jesus. I'm so glad. Let me tell you. And I got my baggage. I did. I'll talk more about that shortly. But so what ends up happening is, you know, the cancellation. I'm not staying at a hotel. I'm not going to wait till the next afternoon. I'm not going to pay $1,500 for 8 o'clock that morning, the next morning, for a Southwest flight. So what do? I rent a car. I rent a car, and I took the dreadful 10 and a half hours from Nashville to Tampa. I will tell you, if you've never driven from Nashville to Tampa, when I got in the car, it was like 4:15, okay? All this was done like in 15 minutes. It was quick. It was fast, okay? I did all this. I rented a car from Nashville to Tampa. It cost me about $160 one way. So that wasn't the bad part. The bad part was that at 4:15, the sun started going down, because they're at Central Standard Time. So if I was in Tampa, it'd be 5:15 that the sun would be going down. So technically it was 5:15 in Tampa, but it's 4:15 in Nashville. So the sun started going down and I'm driving on the highway, and the temperature was like 7 degrees by this time. So I'm driving and it's cold, but the heat's working in the car. It's a nice Hyundai Sonata 2021, actually a luxury version. It had functions that I'd never seen before. Like if you're going to make a right turn and you blink to the right, a camera on the side of the car shows up on your dashboard to let you know if there's anybody coming next to you. It was pretty cool. So I had never experienced that. I was like, all right, you know, and I drive a Mercedes, and I'm like, oh, okay, let me find out what's up with that. So anyway, what ends up happening? So I'm driving, and again, you know, I've driven from New York to Florida. I've driven from Alabama to New York. I've driven all up and down, you know, Florida, but I've never driven from Tennessee. And one thing Tennessee has is mountains. And I will tell you, with the icy roads, all you saw was a bunch of disabled vehicles on the side of the roads. Vehicles that were smashed up. Vehicles that were broken down from the night before, I imagine, because it was rough. I was like, wow. So, of course, I'm nervous here because, you know, I'm like, you know, it's night already. If it was during the day and God forbid something happened, it's the day. So you're like, okay, you know what? We'll get help, you know, state troopers or whatever and come out and help me and blah, blah, blah. Okay, no. What ends up happening is I'm driving and these tractor trailers are like, I'm doing like 80 miles an hour. Tractor trailers are doing like, I don't know, 90, 95. Just driving right by me. I'm like, oh, Jesus, I'm going to die here today. You know, so I'm all right. So now it's dark, of course, and I'm going through the through the roads. And then I reach a point where it says 6-degree decline. And I'm like, 6-degree decline? What the heck? Again, the roads were good, and I got to give it to the Tennessee Highway Authority because there was no ice on the road on the highway, so that was good. But there was a 6-degree decline, and as I went down that decline, I took my foot off the gas, and I was still doing 75 miles an hour. Okay, remember, 6-degree decline, take my foot off the gas, and I'm still traveling at 75 miles an hour. Why? Because that decline was steep. And again, you had the trailers. And I'm like, whoa, dude, what the hell? So I get through that, okay? All right, everything's good. I get through that. Then you got the winding roads through the mountains. Oh, my God. This was like if you've never been tested on an obstacle course, this was like your crash course, you know? And I've done EVOC, Emergency Vehicle Operations course, you know, with my old job. And I'm trained for stuff like that and maneuverabilities and that. But man, in the dark, and there's no lights on the side of the mountains, there's no lights on these declines and stuff like that. And I was like, what the heck? I forgot the city that we ended up going to because you know we're driving, of course. I forgot the next city that was that had lights. It's a famous city, but I just can't think of it now. But in Nashville, on the way towards Tampa. So what happens? So my son and his boys from college were like, you know, every time they talk to them, they're like, oh yeah, you're going to Tennessee? You should go see a Buc-ee's. And I'm like, Buc-ee's? What the hell is Buc-ee's? So he's like, Buc-ee's like a Busy Bee, but it's bigger. And I was like, what the hell is a Busy Bee? You know, I only know Tom Thumb, you know, from when I got out of the Army delivering magazines to North Florida and South Alabama. I was like, Tom Thumb? And, you know, I know Wawa's. And he was like, no, take Wawa's, make it bigger and cleaner, and then multiply that by 3 times. And I was like, oh, okay, that sounds pretty good. So finally, pull up to a Buc-ee's right before we get to Atlanta. Because Atlanta, I wanted to make sure we had food. I wanted to make sure we had gas. I wanted to drive right through Atlanta. I didn't want to stop at Atlanta for nothing. Especially at night, you know, it's cold weather outside. I don't want to be bothered. So we go to Buc-ee's. It was a good experience. I got to tell you, if you've never been to a Buc-ee's, you have a chance to drive and stop and get gas and get food at a Buc-ee's and go to the bathroom, go to the Buc-ee's. All right. Because Buc-ee's is good. It's crazy because the food was good and fresh. Like, I think my son got like a pulled pork sandwich, you know, and some candy. I got candy and soda. You know, the bathrooms, there were like 30 bathrooms in the guy's bathroom. There was like urinals and then there was, were they urinals? I don't think they were urinals. I actually think they were all stalls, but they're like legit stalls, like heavy duty, you know, cinder block stalls and stuff like that. And they were all clean, extremely clean. Okay, so if you got to get food and fuel and stop before you go to Atlanta, coming down to Tampa or somewhere in Florida, it's well worth it. Stop at Buc-ee's; it was really, really good. So finally, after it all, and it was crazy because I kept on making jokes because I was like, we left Tennessee; it was 7 degrees, and then as I go further south, I'm like, oh, heat wave, 8 degrees. Oh. By the time I crossed into Florida, it was 30 degrees. So I go, look at that. All in, 8 hours, we made it from Nashville to what the heck was it? I-75 and I-10 corridor. And for that big sign that says, welcome to Florida. And it was 30 degrees. I was like, yeah, heat wave. And then finally, when I pulled into Pasco County, it was probably about 43 degrees. So it was good. It was good. Now, the other thing is, if I would have waited for the 4 o'clock flight the next day, I probably would not have made it home because the 4 o'clock flight got delayed and delayed again. So ended up leaving Nashville, Tennessee, Christmas Eve at 7:45 p.m. and getting there. The flight's about an hour and a half. Finally, when you push off and you're in the air, it's about an hour and a half. So I figure it probably got to Tampa about 9:30 p.m. At 9:30 p.m., I was home, changed with a full stomach from eating pernil, from eating what the heck did I have? Pasteles, bro. Yo, I ate like nobody's business and stuff like that. But I walked a lot in Nashville too, so it's well worth it. But yeah, it was worth driving. It made more sense, and I'm glad I did that, because at the end of the day, if I would not have done that, I would have missed the Christmas Eve dinner. Now, I will give a shout out to American Airlines. When we came back, I went to sleep about 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning after taking a shower and stuff like that. I woke up, I went to the airport about noon, and I went to the airport to American Airlines baggage claim downstairs in Tampa at the Tampa International Airport. And I tell them, I go, look, you know, we're scheduled to be on a plane tonight or this afternoon, coming from Nashville to Tampa, but we drove instead. So we have one checked bag that's still over there. Can you put it so that we get that bag delivered? And straight out, the Christmas morning at 3:30 in the morning, and we didn't have to ring the bell or anything like that. We signed, so they don't have to ring the bell. They dropped the bag right off in front of our door at 3:30 in the morning on Christmas morning. So besides opening packages, we're opening a suitcase with all the souvenirs, because I got a bunch of souvenirs over in Nashville. I got to tell you, it was good. It was good. I'm going to tell you more about that in a minute, but I had a good time. It was a good time to get out. The weather was good and stuff like that. So, if you get a chance to go to Nashville, I do recommend you going, because at the end of the day, you will really, really have a good time. Nashville recap. Happy New Year 2023. Woo! Let's go! Geospastion GPP in the place to be. What's up, my peoples? Again, like I said in the previous segment, I really enjoyed my trip to Nashville. The airport was about 20 minutes from my hotel, which was even better. The airport was 20 minutes from the hotel. I got a hotel right in the heart of everything. I stayed at the Hilton downtown Nashville, which was next to the Predators Hockey Arena and across from the park from the Country Music Hall of Fame. It was blocks away from the Assembly Food Hall. If you've never heard of the Assembly Food Hall, it's a place where they have like little restaurant type things. But it's not a restaurant. It's like where they serve the foods from the different restaurants, and you purchase it, you get your drink, and then you sit there and you eat. And it's a whole bunch of little places to buy food, which is good. And it's not like a McDonald's. It's not like a, we call Burger King type stuff like that. It's like legit food, and it's good stuff. They had things from sushi. I forget what they call those. It's kind of like a falafel type thing from a Istanbul stand, and it was good. It was good. It was real good. So, 20 minutes Uber ride, because all I did there was I Ubered. I didn't rent a car until I came home. but I Ubered everything. Let me see what else we had there. You get a lot of food. We went to Jack's Eatery. They have brisket. They have ribs. They have everything. It is delicious. And then you go up to the second floor. If there's no room down the main floor, in the main dining room, you go upstairs, second floor. You look over Broadway. Fun, fun, fun. Now I see why. Well, kind of don't see why, but I do see why. There's a lot of bachelorette parties in Nashville, because all you do is party, you drink, you eat, you have a good time, you go out, you do things. So I can see that, you know. They call it Nashville is the bridesmaid capital of the world, or at least bridesmaid capital of the U.S. So the security at the food hall was very strict. You couldn't bring any outside food in. There was a family who was in front of us going in, and security told them, look, you either have to throw out your food or leave because they don't want food from outside. So I was like, all right. Like I told you before, I visited Old Red and the Alan Jackson's Bar. Old Red, you probably saw some of the videos and some of the reels that I posted on my social media. Blake Shelton's Bar. It was good. It was fun. I had a real, real good time. Alan Jackson's Bar is a little smaller and actually a lot smaller. Old Red is right on the corner and it's like two stories and it's big. It has a big stage. If you didn't get a chance to look at my social media, look at it on Instagram, Facebook. I posted it out there. I'll be doing a YouTube video of my trip for Nashville coming up here in the next couple of weeks. But I also got to visit the Grand Ole Opry. That was good. And I went to Hattie B's. So those of you who've never eaten a Hattie B's, it's delicious. But they're known to have some of the hottest chicken. And I mean hottest as in spicy. You know, the chicken was cooked. It was good. But some of the spiciest chicken out there. I was too chicken to have a spicy chicken. So I ended up having the Southern. It was still good. It was juicy. And then the sides were filling. You had the mac and cheese. I think you had the potato salad, you had baked beans. It was so filling. I think I was the only, I'm a fat bastard. I think I was the only one who was able to eat the whole thing. So, you know, and a couple of the other people's, excuse me, what is it called? This thing, the, other people's sides. So, I ate at a dinner restaurant, kind of a nouveau type restaurant called, Union and Church. A little pricey, but of course you're paying for the whole, you know, ambiance experience and stuff like that. And if you saw it on my Instagram pictures and my Facebook, the design was cool. It was nothing that I've seen before. I spoke to the waiter. He told us that they're expanding to like, Charlotte, North Carolina, also to, South Carolina and I think to Miami. And I think there's going to be one in New York. So they were supposed to be doing that before, the whole, you know, pandemic hit. But now they're finally catching up. So it was a cool design. The food was good. I had pork chop and it was good. It was filling. So, you know, it was good. The time there flew by fast. I didn't get a chance to visit the Jack Daniel's distillery. I'm going to work on that, next time, I go back to Nashville, probably in the summertime or the springtime, stuff like that. Possibly not this year because this year I got other plans. I like to go on a cruise for the first time and maybe go to, I don't know, Nice. I've been watching videos on YouTube, as you all know. And I always wanted to go to Monaco and just put $100 down at the Casino Royale and say, hey, I'm James Bond. Shaking, that's third. But that's what I looked to do. But what I didn't notice was that in the south of France, you also have Saint-Tropez and you have Cannes. So you got Cannes, you got Nice, you got Saint-Tropez, and you have Monaco all there within, I don't know, 30 minutes of each other. So I want to do a cruise maybe in the beginning of the year and then maybe towards the fall, maybe go to south of France. And, you know, I'm going to look up, I'm going to do my research. I'm also going to reach out to my buddy Thumbs at the Swell Travel Agency and see what he says, what I can get. So when you wake up, from when you wake up to when you go to bed, there's music playing on Broadway in Nashville, 10 a.m. to 3 a.m. pretty much. You know, the crowds were there. It wasn't as crazy as the summertime because, you know, as the holidays, you know, people are traveling, seeing their families and stuff like that. But everything was open. And, you know, it was pretty crowded. You know, so if this is pretty crowded for the holidays, for Christmas time, I can imagine how the summer is. It must be crazy. The only thing was, as in my summer trip to Dallas, there were a lot of homeless. No matter where you go in the United States, New York, Dallas, Tampa, Nashville, there's homeless everywhere. You know, and the thing that pisses me off is that we're spending $4 billion to give it to Ukraine. You know, but we can't help our own people. So that's what pisses me off. But I'm not going to get in a political tirade here because that's not what this episode is about. There were Ubers everywhere. The longest I had to wait for Uber was actually 7 minutes, and that was the day that we were leaving because there was like three or four Ubers that picked up and then turned down, picked up and then turned down. And then finally we got a nice young lady. She had a minivan, which was actually better for our bags and stuff like that, and she picked us up, and it was like within 7 minutes of waiting, and then we went to the airport. You know, traffic was very light, so it was 20, 25 minutes by the time we got there. And of course, once you go to the airport, you got to deal with all the other stuff. But hey, that's traveling during the holidays. You got to pack your patience, like they say. Everything was within walking distance. That was great. Bring comfortable shoes. If you don't have comfortable shoes, go buy DSW, buy one, get one, whatever the hell you got to go do. Make sure you take sneakers or comfortable dress shoes because you're going to need it. You know, something like Rockports. Rockports have that Nike Air type padding and stuff like that. And for the women, if you're wearing high heels, I feel sorry for you because everything's walking around. You're walking around doing everything. So I was also able to go down to 2nd Avenue North where, for those of you, when I posted on social media, when I posted on Instagram and Facebook, many of you didn't know that 2 years ago, there was a Christmas Day bombing. There was a van that pulled up on 2nd Avenue North and detonated an explosive device. And the explosive device was extremely, extremely powerful. I met one of the residents there as I was taking pictures of the damage. And he told me that he lives about 3 blocks away and all the glass in his apartment was shattered. And his church is about 5 blocks away. And all the glasses there, they were all shattered. So this was a very heavy duty explosion. If this would have happened at some other time, maybe in the summertime earlier, there would have been many casualties. But thank God this happened on Christmas. And the only one who died was the bomber. So thank God. I also learned about May 1st, 2010, there was a 1,000-year flood. What happened was many of the locations in Nashville and Clarksville ended up receiving 10 to 20 inches of rain over a 48-hour period. That caused the Cumberland River to flood. And what ended up happening is things were damaged all over the place. And even when I went to the Grand Ole Opry, they showed the line that was flooded, the flood line inside the Grand Ole Opry, where they had to replace most of all the other things, including... if you know anything about the Grand Ole Opry, the circle where you stand in to accept your membership into the Grand Ole Opry. So, yeah, I learned so much. It's crazy. I learned so much there. So, would I do it again? Yes. Yes. The 4 days, 3 nights I was there, not enough. Not enough at all. I'll give it a 10, 8 out of 10 rating. And the homeless situation needs to be helped. And the city construction and traffic were rough at times. I mean, there's a lot going on. They're expanding. They're building. They're like Tampa, you know, in the sense of they're building so much. And there's so many things going on because people want to move to Nashville. Not only for the music aspect of it, but one of the Uber drivers I was speaking with said that there are a lot of hospital corporations in Nashville. And then, of course, you have Vanderbilt University. That's one of the leading medical schools and medical facilities in the United States of America. So, yeah, other than that, the trip was a success. I really had a good time. I really enjoyed myself. And I'm glad that I went. And I'll go back. I already mentioned it to one of my buddies, K-Fed. And I mentioned it to JC. We'll see what's up with that and see if maybe, you know, we'll go check it out. Because, like I said, it was a good time. And, and to see from the winter to the summer, I'm sure that's going to be crazier. That's going to be very, very crazy. So we'll see what's up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now to the next topic. And you saw this on the title. Fake breasts are fine. And some of you are like, what the hell are you talking about? Yeah, so this is my story and I'm sticking to it. So the other day I was hanging out with a group I belong to and service was slow. You know, we were there for a night of bingo. You know, I go out, I go to regular bingo, music bingo, karaoke. Look, let me tell you got to be busy. You got to stay active, you know, because if it's all about work and you don't go out, you don't socialize, you don't meet people, then it's like, what, you know, what are you doing? You know, you're going to end up bored, dead, and hanging out with cats, you know, meow. And I'm allergic to cats. So I'm like, except for my brother's cat. Shout out Pepper. I love that cat. Whenever I go to New York, I lay down. Pepper jumps on me. Something about the dander. Pepper never bothered me. So shout out Pepper. Anyway, the regular servers were off. I guess the waiter we had was wasted. And I don't mean chocolate wasted. I mean, like, probably wasted on the sticky icky. Like a little, what do you call this guy? Snoop Dogg. So, you know, they probably called them in because they were short staffed, and you know, and we come in deep sometimes. We come in, you know, 10 to 20 people deep. So, like many of you know, I like a woman who isn't fake. Okay. And let me get into the fake that I don't like. Again, fake eyelashes touching your forehead. So much makeup that you can peel it off with a putty knife and extensions in your hair that though it looks nice, I can't run my fingers through it. Like they say, sfiorarla con le dita. I cannot run my fingers through your hair. Okay. So to me, that's fake. Okay. But I got called out. Dum, da, dum, dum. I got called out by Gigi. Yep, Gigi. I know. Funny, right? So I guess I glanced a bit too long and smirked and noticed in approval. Okay. And I was like, yes, I like that. But I got caught by Gigi, the group leader. She told me that the bartender's breasts were fake and that I didn't like fake women. And I was like, yeah, I know, but then I told her there's a difference. So let me start by saying I've dated women with fake breasts, and not only could I tell that they have fake breasts, women are proud. They're like, this is paid for. You don't want to touch it? You want to see it? What's up? You know, and I'm like, yeah, all right, let's go. That's fine. You know, that's fine with me if you have fake breasts. Hey, so it's each his own. So, you know, you might have it because you want to enhance yourself. You might have it for beauty. You might have it because you had a medical procedure. You know, whatever. That's none of my business. But you can see, you know, that they're fake. And a lot of times they'll tell you that it's fake. You know what I'm saying? So now, most women that I met who have implants or fake breasts, they look natural, okay? They aren't being choked by them, you know, that they're like standing up straight. And if they put their chin down, they're choking, you know? So what happens? There's a small percentage, of course, that really look horrible. They look bad, even though there's guys out there who like them. You know, these ones that you see on, I was going to say on Nip Tuck. Oh, man, I forgot the show. I can see the picture. Oh, man. It's where they had the plastic surgery doctors from L.A. I forgot. If anybody knows, I'll probably, once I get off here, I'll remember it. Just drop the comment on the comment below and say, hey, it's ba-boom. Shoot. Man, I can't even remember it. But anyway, but yeah, so there's some people like that. So I explained to Gigi the difference. To me, in the fakeness is when you wake up with a woman who has fake breasts, those fake breasts will still be there. Hopefully. I hope. Unlike when you wake up with a woman who has your 100% pure Egyptian cotton sheet smeared with makeup. That makeup comes off their face and now it's on your sheets. And you hope that that shit comes off when you put in the washer, because if not, you're going to have to buy new sheets, okay? Not to mention the eyelashes that ended up on your pillow, okay? Your Egyptian cotton pillow that you thought was a spider and scared the shit out of you. And then the hair extensions on her face that made her look like she grew a mustache and a beard overnight. Okay? That's fake. To me, that's fake. Don't get me wrong. She was right. The bartender did have some makeup going on, you know, a little bit. But she looked more natural than not. Okay? And if you look more natural than not, I can take that. All right? But there's some women, especially in the South that I've met, that, I mean, they cake it on like if they're going to a debutante ball every single day. I'm going out to get the mail. Hold on, let me do my makeup, my eyes, my hair, and all that stuff. You're just going out to get the mail. It's like about 10, 15. If you live in a bougie place like Atlanta, maybe it might be down the driveway, maybe about, I don't know, half a block. But still, you don't need to put your makeup on. So, makeup is good. You know, a little bit here, a little bit there. All right, but not caked on. So again, she looked more natural than not. So I guess that's my guideline for 2023. If they look natural, then they're okay to me. 2023, if they look natural, they're okay to me. Let me know what you think. Don't forget, you can leave a comment or a voice recording. If it's good enough, I'll play it on the air. Also, don't forget, if you have a good story and would like to be interviewed for the podcast, please reach out to me and we'll collaborate. Now, I want to talk about something, okay? And this thing is really, really something that I've been thinking about lately, okay? Now, I've been seeing a lot of new relationships, okay? Guys and gals that I know are getting into new relationships. They're doing things that they've never done before. Shout out to my boy K-Fed. you know, third date with this girl. Bro, you the man. And there's others that I know that found a man, and all of a sudden they're like, don't know who they are. So yeah, 2023 is starting out to be a good year for them. And I appreciate that. And that means a lot to me. Because all of you, my GPP, Geospatial Posse, my friends, my family, it means a lot for me to see you happy and to see you in love. And remember, yes, it is still cuffing season, okay? It's still cuffing season. So I want to let you know that as time goes by, stay strong. Stay with that person if you can. Love is hard to find, okay? Take it from me. Love is hard to find. And a lot of days go by when I sit back and I go, man, the way dating and relationships are going on, went on in 2022 and now are going on in 2023, it's totally different. You can't go on a dating app. I was watching this on YouTube, and there was a guy who was doing a breakdown of dating apps. And the dating app had, you know, a 30-year-old young lady. And she's like, I'm very busy. I don't have much time. I work hard. I'm a boss babe. And I got 4 kids. What? And you out? You want to be dating? No. Stay home and focus on your kids. Stay home and focus on your career. That's what's more important. You don't need to be dating out there. And then you got some guy who'll be like, I'll take care of you and your kids. And he can barely take care of himself. I was listening to something the other day that really, really got me. And it was in Michigan, there's a law that says that if you're married and your spouse cheats on you and she gets pregnant, you're responsible for that kid that she has out of wedlock. Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, really? Are you fucking kidding me? No. That's crazy. How am I going to raise somebody else's kid? First of all, if you cheated on me, okay, I'm leaving you. Now I got to pay not only for my kids, I got to pay for some other guy's kid who you probably don't even know who the hell he is. Or if you do know, he ain't going to take responsibility of his own kid just because I'm married to you. Nah, that's bullshit. Things got to change. 2023, things got to change. We got to wake up. We got to fix these things. So like I said, know who you're with. Love who you're with. But always be leery who you're with. Do your due diligence. Put your money aside. Take care of yourself. Because at the end of the day, there's nobody else who's going to love you but you. Well, and me and the GPP. Again, I want to wish everybody a happy new year 2023. I know we're going to build. We're going to grow stronger. We're going to take over the airways because we're just kicking butt like that. Things are great. Things are great with the Geospatial Posse. The only thing that sucks is that my Dallas Cowboys have to play the Buccaneers coming up here in, a week or two. And it's going to be interesting because yesterday's game, they sucked ass. So. But that's about it for this episode. Don't forget, fake eyelashes, no. Tons of makeup, no. Extensions, no. Fake breast, okay. My name is Jack. This is Geospatial Posse. This first episode, I believe this is season quattro for the Geospatial Posse and GPP. And I will tell you that I am so pumped up that you're here, that last year was so great, and that we were able to grow so much. I know 2023 is going to be another year that we grow, changing things up in the format a little bit here and there, as you can see. Change is good. Change is good, especially if it's positive. So once again, shout out to all of you, GPP, Geospatial Posse. And like I say, I love you. And enjoy the ride. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode of Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse. Shout out to you guys and gals. Don't forget to follow, subscribe to the podcast no matter what listening platform you're on. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and many more. Don't forget to follow Geo's Passion on the social media scene with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and my YouTube videos. I'm working on getting 2,000 subscribers and followers. I am almost there. So hook a brother up, all right? Let's build Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse together. I thank you all. And remember, like I always say, some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride. I'm Jack. I'm your host. And I'm out. Peace. Woo! Let's go.